fighting for America.
You've got tremendous love for this country, Kevin, and the people of Idaho. And anybody that has had a chance to be able to get to know you, even just listening to you on the radio, knows you got a heart of gold, man. And we all appreciate it.
Fighting for Idaho.
Hey, thanks again, Kevin, and thanks to the audio. You know, we appreciate you and the community, obviously. Appreciate you guys all the time. I'm just another one.
Fighting for you.
Everybody isn't Kevin Miller, and I'm not just saying this. I've said this behind your back. You are one of the best in the entire country. I know that for a fact. But you are an exception, sadly, a big exception to what our industry has become.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, living the dream with you here at 580 KIDO to 805. As we start the day, hour number four, believe it or not. Remember, if you miss any of our hours, especially the back and forth concerning news about your money with Dave Pezzo, always available at 580kido.com, our podcasts. Whenever people kind of find us out there, I was going, do you have a podcast? Yes, we have a podcast. We have live show notes as well that I blog nonstop while doing this program. So we would love for you to check that out and give us a click. And better yet, I'm always looking for more friends because gosh knows I need some friends. I'd love to be your friend on Facebook, Kevin Miller there. We'd love for you to like the station, 580KIDO on Facebook or KIDO AM Boise. Joining us now, the agent provocateur of the Treasure Valley, Alma the Anti-Fracker. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin, and congratulations on your award. That's fabulous. I cannot think of a more deserving person.
Alma, thank you. We appreciate that. And for people just tuning in and wondered what that meant, it's the Media Market Marconi Personality of the Year. A lot of you will say, I didn't know you had a personality. Neither did I, but in all formats, it's awarded by the National Association of Broadcasters, whether it's country, whether it's top 40, whether it's music of your life. They awarded this program because of its community work and its impact. So we thank everyone who's listened, everyone who's a sponsor, and people like you, Alma, that believe so and contribute. So what's up with this? There's a bomb going off in Idaho?
Well, on Thursday night, the Payette County Planning and Zoning Commission approved a conditional use permit application for what Alta Mesa is calling ancillary processing and hydrocarbon transportation. Basically, I'll call it what it is, a refinery and a rail spur to export their natural gas liquids and condensate. And anybody who knows anything about hydrocarbons knows that the NGLs and the condensates are extremely volatile, extremely explosive. And in fact, it was a train of that nature that exploded in that little small town in Canada and killed 47 people last July a year ago. So it's certainly something to be extremely concerned about.
Well, I think you've called it the bomb train.
It is. Well, they'll load that on this rail spur. They will be loading the natural gas liquids in the condensate. And, yes, we will have the equivalent of bomb trains rumbling through New Plymouth, through Fruitland, through Payette. And very few people know about it because the county of Payette only requires that landowners within 300 feet be notified. So there's lots and lots and lots of homes all through those cities and on down the line that are near and adjacent to those rail tracks, which will be carrying this highly volatile, highly explosive condensate.
Now, don't we have bomb trains going through Idaho all the time?
You know, the probably out on the main lines, we do have some. It's hard to get an exact answer. It's like, you know, the rail industry and certainly the oil and gas industry does not want people to know. They would prefer that we be in the dark. So it's hard to get exact answers, but to my knowledge, there are none that run, you know, take this little rail line that actually runs, you know, from Banks, it goes through Emmett, it comes down through Payette, New Plymouth, and Fruitland. To my knowledge, there are none that run down that line.
So now, as far as this line goes, does it go through any main towns at all?
Well, you know, this is a spur, and it's by a company out of Texas, owned by a company out of Texas, and Rio Grande, I believe, is their name. And like I said, it's hard. I have not been able to get an exact answer yet. In fact, if anybody out there knows the answer, I'd love to hear from them.
Now, wait a minute here at 580KIDO. Alma the Anti-Fracker, you're telling me you don't have any information yet. We've got this press release from you or whomever else, the bomb train, and you don't have details? Who do you think you are, the host?
That's the details, Kevin, are that the Payette County Planning and Zoning approved the conditional use permit that would allow Alta Mesa to build this facility on a 35-acre parcel of prime irrigated farm ground just outside the city impact limits in the city of New Plymouth. And it was actually a packed hearing, and you had almost every homeowner around there testifying in opposition to it, and it didn't seem to make any difference at all. They decided they were going to, I don't know who decided that 35 acres of prime farm ground would be a good location for such a highly industrialized use. If you're going to build something like this, put it in an area that other industrialized uses, not out in the middle of farm ground surrounded by farms and ranches and homes.
Alma, the Anti-Fracker, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. Do you think that the people run the state, or when you've looked into fracking, when you've looked into mining, has big business taken over?
It has. You know, I hate to say it, Kevin, but the corporations have taken over. And I'll give you a prime example of that. When we were, I have a binder that these applications are in, because I should also add that not only was there an application for a conditional use permit, there was also an application for a rezone to rezone this prime ag irrigated farm ground into highly industrialized use, which they tabled that discussion until next month. But in this application, there is page after page after page that basically say, oh, well, we'll provide that after construction. Now, if you or I went down to the county of Payette or the city of Starr or wherever and just handed them over a blank application and a check for a permit fee and said, we want to build something, do you think they let us do that? I don't think so. You know, and it's I have seen this repeatedly. It's like the energy companies walk in and get whatever they want, things that you or I as private landowners or homeowners would never be allowed to do. And you know, and if they're going to play, the playing field should be equal. They should have to abide by all the same rules, laws, and regulations that everybody else has to. And that can tell you definitively is not the case.
Let's go to the phones with Alma the Anti-Fracker. If you have a question concerning fracking or the bomb train, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go to the International Playboy, Pat from Middleton at 580KIDO.
First, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Marconi back to Idaho from his ventures and his award-winning trip.
Well, thank you, sir. We couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, well, I appreciate all you've done, and I won't sugarcoat it, baby, but you're the man. You're a medium personality, far out.
Well, a medium personality, thank you.
Hey, poor Alma, she can't help it. She's just a liberal and just doesn't know any better. She obviously doesn't see a lot of trains go by her property, or else she'd know that the extreme words using bomb trains are driving by her house all the time. They're black, they hold propane, they hold oil, they hold ammonium sulfide or ammonium sulfate or, you know, for fertilizer. She doesn't realize what's crossing her path all the time. And to say, I don't think so. We live on propane here in rural country. How do you think they're getting the propane to people's homes and cabins up in the mountains by trucks, by rail, the back of pickup trucks? We have propane tanks. We have pressurized oxygen tanks being split. Come on, Alma. Don't be so dramatic. You know what? Let's make some money in Idaho and stop shipping stuff into our state. Let's start shipping it out. Start making some money, helping these farmers make money on their property. Quit being an idiot. And I mean it.
You're calling Alma the Anti-Fracker an idiot?
I'm calling her an idiot because she acts like nothing is coming into Idaho on rail or by truck. Let me tell you, rail's the safest way to ship stuff.
Well, let's...
Driving these big propane tanks all over the page.
Well, let's let her respond to you calling her a name there, Timmy.
Because she's an idiot. She's not. Idiot means lack of knowledge.
Wow.
Understanding of the circumstances.
Well, thank you for the definition of idiot, Alma. What do you say to Pat calling you an idiot?
Well, good morning, Pat. I hope you have a great day.
Liberal.
Now, Alma, are you a liberal?
I think I'm probably more conservative than most of the people that occupy seats in our state house. I'm also a farmer. I'm also a business owner.
You
have all of this information, Pat, about all of these rail shipments, why don't you put it in an email form and send it to me? Because I'd love to see it. Far as those rolling by my houses, no, I don't see them. And I know for a fact that they're not loading those rail cars near my home or my farm, which is a highly, highly, highly concerning activity because things happen.
Alma, how do you think they
get
propane to those distribution tanks?
You know, and the other thing, Pat, let me correct you. You are absolutely not correct. It is not the safest way to transport hydrocarbons.
Alma,
the safest way to transport hydrocarbons
years.
Is via pipelines. Do you know that the city of Santa Barbara will not allow rail cars and bomb trains to come through their city? Did you know that? They did a 3-year study because they were concerned about their residents.
Well, you know what? Go back to California and live in Santa Barbara where it's safer for you. This is Idaho where people live.
I never lived in Santa Barbara, Pat, but thank you for the offer.
Go back to California and cause problems there.
All right. Anything else that you want to say, Pat?
I live in the country, and I have to have propane delivered.
And you like the bombs going off.
You know what? I haven't seen one go off yet. But they're driving around these big old trucks through our cities all the time, and I don't see many issues.
All right,
so
there.
Alma,
all right. All right, Pat from Middleton laying the smackdown. Alma, what say you at 580 KIDO?
Well, you know, I have to admire Pat for his tenacity and the fact that, you know, he's entitled to his opinion. Thank God, you know, we still are allowed to have those in America as of today. I'm not sure about tomorrow, but. You know, I obviously don't agree with him. And the fact that we don't hear about what happens, that's because these guys are just getting ramped up. I guarantee you that we're going to have lots of problems, lots of accidents, lots of spills.
It's supposed to be optimistic in the morning. Alma, please stand by. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll hear more from Alma, who's predicting a lot of trouble with the bomb trains going off in Idaho. And do you agree with her or Pat from Middleton when it comes to big money, big energy controlling the gem state? Those answers next with you and your phone calls at 580-5436. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580-KIDO. Time for traffic.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580-KIDO. Good to have the militia back. Alma the Anti-Fracker joining us. She says she's a conservative. Pat calls her a liberal. But this is important information that we discuss, right, Alma?
Oh, absolutely. And I'd just like to read something here for Pat. And
well, we never do read along in the morning. That's somebody else.
Well, this is just, I want to make sure that I get it, and it's just a sentence. It basically, it says, you know, this is a publication. This is from the city of Santa Barbara.
Oh, my gosh. If you're going to read it, please.
I know. Transporting natural gas liquids has been identified as the highest risk to public safety associated with oil and gas development. An accidental release of natural gas liquids while in transport may result in the following hazards, pole fires, fireballs, vapor cloud fires, vapor cloud explosions, and boiling liquid and expanding vapor explosions. And all of those have very long definitions, which I won't.
Okay, we go to
details.
Dorian with Alma the Anti-Fracker with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dorian.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good. Good morning. Welcome.
Well, I have 2 points of contention. The first thing is, as far as natural gas goes, it's flowing underneath our streets at this very minute. So maybe she wants to get off the planet. It's absolutely everywhere. It's not only in the streets, but it's also in the ground because that's where it comes from. So even the ground, I guess, isn't safe. Point number two is the EPA is incredibly strident. My husband has been working with environmental spill containment and compliance for about 8 years now, and visits the Marsalis, the Bakken, Eagle Ford, and the EPA has their thumb down on everything. So if the EPA, which we know, you know, is not a friend of fracking, is involved in this, there's going to be more safety mechanisms than are probably even necessary or needed.
Alma?
Well, Dorian, I appreciate your comments. However, the reality is that the oil and gas industry is exempted from major sections of most of the federal environmental laws, including the Safe Drinking Water Act. So, no, the EPA does not have, in fact, you know, one of the things that
they do. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt you simply because we work in this industry. We understand, we know more about the required regulations than probably some of the people that are working for the EPA. And they are incredibly strident. There are thousands of pages that have to be required to comply with.
I didn't say they were exempt from all. I said they were exempt from major portions of the federal environmental law.
No, they're not. You want to leave
Kevin with your information? I would be happy to email that to you. They are exempt from major portions of the Clean Air Act. They are exempt
from the Clean Water Act.
They are exempt from major portions of the CERCLA. They are exempt from major portions. No, I'm sorry, Doreen, but you are absolutely incorrect.
No, I'm not. I work in this industry. This is what I do for a living.
And that's scary. Maybe you play at this.
But
they're also exempt from the aggregate reporting limits under the Clean Air Act. Did you know that?
Yes, I do know that, but you can gas off.
Thank you for just making my point.
There's not a problem with gassing off.
Well, now you do it every day.
Before they weren't exempt.
Now it says it's not a problem. So which is it, Dorian? Are they exempt or not? Because that is what you were saying, that they are not. They are exempt. You know that, and I know that.
It's different in every situation, because as you well know, each person that deals with an EPA person deals with a person. They're not dealing with just the law. They're dealing with implications as well. So unless you can interpret things just the way the EPA advisor does, then you're out of bounds. You really are. You're out of bounds, and you're taking a situation that could be a place extremely prosperous. Have you been to the Bakken? Have you been to Eagle Ford? Have you been to the Marsalis?
I have been to the Bakken. I've been to the Eagle Ford, and I've been to the Marsalis. And
so I've talked to lots
of people who have been extremely adversely impacted, who have lost their well water, who have lost all value to their property. So yes, the answer is yes, I have been. You're talking about one in a thousand.
The rest of the people there are very well off, and they're doing very well. You don't want to bring that kind of prosperity to Idaho. And that's really sad that you're trying to stop people from prospering.
Water supplies in the Marsalis and
right.
the Eagle Ford.
All right, Dorian, we're going to put you on hold. We'll get your contact information. Please give that to Ray. Maybe we can have you both in here as we continue on. We go to Ronnie and Caldwell at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
Oh, man, dude. You know, this is like a bad cat fight gone out of control. I want to tell this chick here, you know, every time you come on the air, all you do is cause trouble. Do you realize that?
Well, Ronnie, if you call providing information to folks causing trouble, then I guess you could say that. I like to refer to it as educating people as to what's happening on the ground here in Payette County.
Here's the thing, Missy. I think you're just dabbling in a man's world, and you ought to back out of it, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know what, Ronnie? Let me tell you something. You're right. I am dabbling in a man's world. I will freely agree with you about that. And in Idaho in particular, that's pretty much a given to begin with. However, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't be battling in Idaho, and a lot of other people shouldn't be battling in Idaho, because, you know, there's a reason we live here. There is a reason I live in the country. And let me tell you this, Ronnie, if I wanted to live in the middle of a highly industrialized facility, I would have bought my farm at the end of the Boise Airport runway, okay? I choose to live out in a rural farm country because I want to live in rural farm country. I don't want to live in the middle of an industrialized area. If I did have, then I would have bought in the middle of a highly industrialized area.
I think the same thing about Thompson Middleton said to you. I don't think we really want you here is what you're not getting. Why don't you just pack up and go back to Santa Barbara?
I'm not from Santa Barbara. I'm from Kentucky, but I appreciate your kind offer.
Kevin, can you make sure she doesn't come back on again, please? Thank you.
All right, Ronnie. We've heard the same about you for many years. Tea Party Bob, Gem State Patriot at 580KIDO.
Morning, Kevin. How are you doing? Nice to have you back. Congratulations on your award.
It's good to be home.
It's good to have you back. We've really missed you.
I've missed home.
Yes, I know. Home. It's something that we all miss when we're gone too long. Just a few comments for Alma. You know, Alma, it's okay to put a red flag up when you see something that could be potentially dangerous happening in your community, but you're not just a Paul Revere. You're a fearmonger. You did the same thing when you started talking about fracking. You knew there was no fracking going on in Idaho, yet you continued to profess that it was an imminent danger. I respect you for alerting people and getting them involved, but the fear-mongering with bomb trains and tainted water are not what the people want to hear. I agree the big business will try to push laws through that will benefit them, but it doesn't mean that we need to stop progress. What we need to do is to make sure we have the right legislators in office who are going to actually listen to stand up for us and for the people of Idaho. I applaud you for bringing the potential problems, but I admonish you for your fear-mongering. And if you want to be safe from everything except wandering shooters who kill students, move to Santa Barbara.
Well, my gosh, maybe we should take up a collection for Alma's move to Santa Barbara. But
Tea Party Bob, thank you for the call. Quickly, Alma, your final thoughts.
Well, my final thoughts are this, Kevin. You know, we should be concerned because we haven't had accidents here yet. That's because these guys are just getting ramped up. And Bob's right. They're not fracking here yet, but we only have one well in production. And they're going to, I guarantee it, they're going to frack it or acidize it as soon as that production falls off. So a lot of these other wells that they're bringing online, they may frack or acidize. So they'll either blow the source rock into tiny pieces or they'll melt it. I'm not sure which is first, quite frankly. But as far as fear-mongering, it's called educating people. And all you have to do, there was a study that just came out today, Kevin, out of Texas. Team of researchers from 5 different universities concluded that gas drilling operations had impacted the wells, multiple wells in the Marcellus and in the Eagle Ford formation. So the information's out there. People just have to go out and do the research. You know, if it's happening in other parts of the country, it's going to happen here. We're not exempt from what's going to happen. And by the way, the source of that contamination was well casing failure.
Alma, that'll have to be the last word. We need to have you back.
Oh, no problem, Kevin. Thank you so much. And again, congratulations on your award. You really deserve it.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Coming up next, we'll take a look at cars with Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio, Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Coney Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, we're joined by the rabid Green Bay Packers fan stuck in Chicago Bears territory, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Hey, Kevin.
Jeff, good morning.
How are you?
Living the dream, and of course we always love the cars. We're talking hands-free cars coming soon. Say it ain't so.
Well, I mean, that's where we're going. When you talk about future technology of vehicles, most manufacturers are working on technology that will, at least, you know, autonomous or semi-autonomous technology that will allow us to do less behind the wheel. GM out with a new technology called Super Cruise, and we're going to see that in the 2017 Cadillac CTS, where once that vehicle hits the freeway, the driver can take his or her hands off the wheel and his or her feet off the pedal. That car is going to take over. And it'll be able to read, according to GM officials who we spoke to last week, whether or not there are vehicles next to it, in front of it, behind it, to gauge how fast it should go, to gauge when it should brake. And it'll stay in between the lines of the freeway. The next-gen Volvo XC90 also including some semi-autonomous features that, for that vehicle, focus on city driving. We've already seen cars that can self-park. GM and Ford also working on semi-autonomous technology that can read facial expressions and your eyes. And basically, what that means is if you take your eyes off the road and you know put them on a cell phone and start texting, that there are features within some new technology that where cars will sound an alarm or brake. Because that car knows that you are not paying attention. So it's where we're going, and really it is in the name of safety. Kevin, you look at industry experts who cite that 90% of all road crashes are human error related. It's because people aren't paying attention or because people make mistakes. Well, if you eliminate human error from the equation, then what? Then perhaps in theory, we've got safer roads out there.
In theory, and again, it's not like just because they created Jeff, as you know, you've covered the automobile industry with these recalls and everything else. I don't know if any of us over 25 or 30 would ever really trust a vehicle so that we could just sit back and play Game Boy while it takes us from Reno to Boise.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable with that either, but perhaps that's where we're going. You look at 100 years ago or even more when cars, started hitting the roads in the late 1800s. Well, the thought of a freeway system where cars are doing 60, 70, 80 miles per hour and being able to get from, point A to point B in 20 minutes instead of an entire day. That was thought impossible. So, it's perhaps where we're going. And one great aspect is the insurance side of it. If the human error aspect is taken out of many of the road crashes that we see annually every year, what happens to the billions of dollars in insurance premiums we pay? We would you'd think we'd pay less. Well, I talked to a senior analyst at insurancequotes.com last week who said essentially, yeah, that's what's going to happen. You'll see manufacturers start to pay really heavy premiums. Of course, it'll probably be, forked over to us in purchase price of a car. However, our premiums, in theory, our liability premiums would plummet.
580KIDO, Jeff Manasa with us here. What's next, Skynet? I mean, are we going to even be with these computers doing everything? It reminds me of, the Terminator or that Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes movie.
You know, I remember watching the Terminator back in, the 80s, 90s?
84.
And, not Terminator, Total Recall.
Mm.
And got my Arnold Schwarzenegger movie mixed up, Total Recall. And all this wild technology on that movie, it just seemed like, oh my gosh, I mean, it just seemed so far-fetched. Well, much of that kind of stuff that we see in the movies in the 1980s and 90s, it's happening. So, 10, 20 years from now, maybe cars will be driving themselves. Maybe we'll be teleporting to work.
Well, you take a look at Minority Report, and, I mean, we're seeing a lot of that right now. They're talking about precog and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hit you with this, though, Jeff Manasso at 580KIDO. What'd you think of the NFL over the weekend?
The NFL in regards to what, the pack?
Yep.
Look, once the Packers, it was a good game between the pack and the Jets yesterday. I think once we read the Jets running game, we got things, we got our act in gear and we were able to pull off a win. A win's a win. And good on Jordy Nelson. who ran for a career high 209 yards receiving, I should say, and it was a good game.
And finally, just because we love talking the NFL, boy, has there ever been a time when the league is under siege like it is?
I've never seen anything like this, and I'm not sure where this is going to go. You know, we saw a women's rights group in a couple of different games flying banners over a couple of different games yesterday across the country that said Goodell must go. You know, I've covered domestic violence and abuse stories significantly over the last decade or so, and it's a real problem, and it should be addressed. And I'm glad that, at the very least, that this is bringing attention to domestic violence. It is a subject that needs to be talked about. But I agree with one of my colleagues who said that essentially the talk on the Sunday, when we should be watching football, much of the talk is now turned to this story, turned to domestic violence, turned to the legal battles that some of these players pay, turned to whether or not Goodell should go. It's difficult. You know, you want to tune in and you want to watch. You know, you want to tune in to watch sports. So essentially you can kind of tune out of the day-to-day stuff we have to deal with. It's a release for folks watching football, and now it's really been taken over by these stories. It'd be nice if there could be a different, a balance between the two. Being able to watch the game and enjoy it, and also taking up a very important subject of domestic, violence and gosh, now even child abuse with the Vikings.
Adrian Peterson,
and I don't know where this is going. I'll be honest with you; it just seems to be blowing up.
Jeff Manasa, we appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Kevin.
All right, take care. It is 8:49, time for traffic at 580 KIDO.
We will degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL. We will conduct a systematic campaign of airstrikes against these terrorists.
For anybody to suggest that we can do this with air power alone is delusional.
There's something wrong with the world today.
The grand jury indicted Adrian Peterson for the charge of injury to a child.
The doctor's report describing open wounds in the child's thighs, backs, buttocks.
Seeing things in a different way.
David has been murdered in the most callous and brutal way imaginable by an organization which is the embodiment of evil.
The Ravens' decision to release Ray Rice is the right decision.
Ray Rice is a beautiful man. He's a great man. You understand? Everybody supports him. The whole city of New Rochelle supports him.
Making sense of a senseless world. Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
That guy should never be on the field again, and I don't want to hear about how he grew up, what he learned. This was a whipping of a four-year-old boy, for God's sake. And all I'm telling you right now, that is sickness to me. And
I'm from the South. Whipping is, we do that all the time. Every black parent in the South is going to be in jail under those circumstances.
There you have it, the big controversy involving Adrian Peterson. Obviously, this goes far beyond the realm of sports and whether or not you, as a parent, have the right to use corporal punishment to discipline your child. We'll talk more about that coming up. Kevin Miller in the Morning here. Do want to remind you, we'll be at East Junior High, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. That will be on Wednesday. And a very special broadcast on Thursday, which we'll tell you about tomorrow as well. And look, it's good to be home. It's good to be with you. And as I've said many times, we do our very best to give you the best interviews, the best news, the best opinion. And that's where you come in. We were very honored last week to be recognized as the National Marconi winner for Media Market Personality of the Year. And when I mean we, I mean you, because how I envision this is I'm sitting next to you having a drink in the morning, maybe eating some Brussels sprouts or some scrambled eggs, going back and forth, trying to make sense of the world around us. And one thing I've learned from you, this was mentioned by the National Association of Broadcasters, it's very easy in the world we live in to be against things. But this program offers solutions and shows people what we're for. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be with you. We hope and pray that we'll be with you for many more years. And congratulations to you for winning that award. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Quickly to Timmy. Go, Timmy.
Hey, congratulations, Mr. Miller.
Congratulations to you, Liberal Steve.
You stay fired up, my man. I always got you on, and I always got you back.
Thank you. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Have a great day. Serving Meridian.